Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we are with our Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, let's start with this headline from the New York Times. Republicans scramble to hold down defections ahead of a vote to block President Trump's emergency declaration that's set to happen today.
Well, it's going to go sailing through the House, and then you're going to have the Senate. And there is a conservative element, David, in the Senate ready to jump ship. Whether they actually will do it is another whole story, but they've been making a lot of noise that way. And their rationale to their conservative backers and their Trump backers is, hey, don't be stupid. If this happens, there'll be a, quote, left-wing president who will come next from the Democratic side, and they'll be declaring emergencies, and we can't set this precedent. Now, of course, there are emergencies. We get bombed or a building is attacked, as in the Twin Towers and the rest of it. That's a national emergency. This is not a national emergency. He's made it up, and he says he's made it up. Quote, I didn't have to do this, but I wanted to move it along faster. And he must be worried about it, because he has also said, if this thing passes, I'm going to veto it. 100%, he said. And there is a circus going on, because Mr. Cohen, the so-called fixer and lawyer for the president, is prepared to tell all as he has. They've set the Sun out to be on Fox to say he's a convicted criminal. Yeah, he's a convicted criminal who worked for your father and who did his legal work. Some people have described as dirty work. And he's going to be testifying behind closed doors as well as in front of the country. I know WAMC will be covering it when the time comes.
And still waiting for the Mueller report, which is now said that the Democrats will have Mueller testify if the report isn't released.
Well, he sure has got everybody sitting on the edge of their chairs. There have been a lot of reports about how he is a great believer that if you can't bring charges, if you don't have it, you don't have it, and you say so. You saw Rod Rosenstein announcing that there wasn't transparency at all costs, and you had Adam Schiff coming back and saying, this isn't what I fought for the last couple of years. What we need to do is have that kind of transparency in government and everywhere else where people are really under the thumbs of government, in my opinion. So this is going to be a very big showdown, sort of high noon playing in the background as the Mueller report comes out. There's no question that an awful lot of people have now either been found guilty or pled guilty in this investigation. To say there's nothing there is absolute and utter nonsense, and we all know it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Alan, was on hand in New York City yesterday as Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Red Flag Bill into law. The extreme risk protection measure allows a judge to order guns confiscated from someone deemed a danger to themselves or others.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we're going in the right direction. What happens when it gets to the Supreme Court of the United States is another whole story. We know those people who are sitting on the court right now, the Republican majority, have been quite clear on what they want done with the Second Amendment, and they consider it to be pure. So it makes great sense, of course, to take guns away from people who are going to go and shoot up a bunch of defenseless children and teachers if we can find them. It could be a little bit of a witch hunt. A lot of people have seen analysts and others, and you say, okay, what makes somebody a mental health risk? And that is something that I don't think we've been talking about an awful lot. So, yes, it needs to be done. Yes, it's a good bill. Yes, the Supreme Court will probably find a way to make sure it doesn't happen. It's not good.
Speaking of, we witnessed authorities saying that the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, visited a Florida massage parlor for sex acts. He's charged now with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution. They say they have video of these acts even. He's pleaded not guilty. The issue that came up on the roundtable panel yesterday, you brought it up, Alan, and it's in New York. A group of New York lawmakers are calling for legalization of prostitution. We're talking about Senators Jessica Ramos, Julia Salazar, and Brad Hoyleman, as well as Richard Gottfried, someone we know well, are working with a group called Decrim New York, which is a coalition to decriminalize, decarcerate, and destigmatize the sex trade in New York City and the state. And, of course, part of this is the human trafficking that goes on.
Well, if prostitution is to be legalized, it will definitely offend some people. You know, it took a long time for marijuana. Now it's going to take a long time for prostitution. But obviously what's good about it is you can assure that the health of sex workers will be monitored and people will have to get licenses and do what they need to do, and that will protect the public. On the other hand, there are those who oppose it and say it's immoral, it shouldn't happen. One of the problems with that is, of course, as Bessie Smith once sang, there's lots of ways to sell it, baby. And the problem in this particular case is, if these women have been brought into this country and forced into sex slavery or prostitution, that's another whole story. That isn't somebody deciding what to do with their own body. And then the question becomes, if you do legalize it, and if people have to go through particular steps in order to become a sex worker, will that in fact stop some of this illegal, terrible things that happen when people are brought in from other countries and forced into this?
Finally, Alan, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Vietnam for a summit with President Trump.
Well, it sounds to me like the president has lowered his expectations. He came out of the meeting and said, good first step, we haven't seen any tests yet. Now he says, what I want as the final thing is no tests, after he's been talking about the total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So it sounds to me like a bunch of nothing. He's looking for a victory, and he's going to lower his expectations to the point where he's going to take something he already had. That sounds to me pretty suspicious.